back live over the internet through BBS Radio. We appreciate you, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us. Today it is Monday, January the 20th, 2020. And everybody is here except Wynn. So let's keep on giggling, everybody.
Yes,
he's going to make his silent entrance again.
So as usual, yeah. This is a simulcast with a conference call, and all the people you hear right now have called in to the show.
Tipsy, yes.
Tipsy.
I'm silly.
And the Monday evening show is a wild card. We don't know yet what is going to happen.
Wynn's
going
to pick questions, he said.
Pick questions, all right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn.
There he is.
Hi, Wynn.
There he is. Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for being here, Wynn.
Well, you're most welcome. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
We're on the air.
Hello to everyone on BBS.
Hello.
I hear them all say hi back. I think I do. Sorry.
Now, what should I do? Should we have, like, Mondays have become a group call. You guys like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is. There has been quite a bit of giggling going on so far, and we might want to make it a joke night.
Is Morgan here?
I have not heard of Morgan yet. No, because Grandma Wyduff, you want to share what you experienced Saturday?
I don't remember how it started, but I saw the net light. Energy, golden and yellow light energy around the planet.
And it was during the Saturday morning call, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And then every time somebody giggled, the net wiggled and it showered light energy, like a shower, like a light rain shower, and there were colors in there too, down onto the planet. It was so cool.
That's wonderful.
Need to giggle. Yeah, I thought
that's
so.
Beyond cool.
Yeah.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi from Sedona.
Welcome, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi,
Dr. Raiden. Frank. Dr. Art. Yeah.
Is Lauren on the call?
And Lauren has not announced herself here yet. No. Did somebody say Dr. Art? Is Dr. Art here? No.
I thought I heard him.
Oh, yes.
It's your third ear.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
It's too quiet.
I didn't want to say anything.
Hi, Helen.
Welcome, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Okay,
Helen, you don't even have to tell a joke, do you?
Oh, my.
You got special powers.
The net was composed of the people on the call and the energy, and I think there's others on planet, too. And it was
That's so cool.
If somebody can't make it in, we're all together anyway. Our energies are there, and we're protecting the planet.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that.
Once you've joined, you're always there.
Yeah.
And we're always with you, with each other.
Fabulous.
That's a wonderful thing to say. It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
It is.
To know we're all all together.
We're all together.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I hope
what
after
actually happens
over,
is if you work on yourself and you go meditate or do forgiveness or whatever, everything that you do in yourself vibrates and helps all the people that you're associated with and your DNA line.
Right. Yep.
That sounds true.
That's like what I say it simply by let everything vibrate everywhere. Ripples of vibration.
Ripples of vibration.
The ripple effect.
Yeah.
Let your love
I do something
flow.
And it ripples down to my daughter and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh and all the dogs and cats come running around. It just ripples.
They love
it. Ripples and ripples, right?
Yep. They can feel energy too.
All right.
I
am going to start.
All right. Shall I take the buttons win, or do you want to do it?
I think I'll leave everybody unmuted for a while.
All right.
So we can hear Helen giggle.
The recording has started.
It is January 20th, 2020. Our Monday night wildcard line. And there's Jennifer saying hello.
Hello, Lynn.
We have all the lines open. And we have been having an amazing time. It's unbelievable what we do. Is Debbie Ensign on the call?
Hi, Wynn. Yes, I'm here.
Debbie, I was going to read your joke. Okay?
I think there's some good ones they sent. That's a really good one. Read that one.
The one about Dr. John Geezer. Right?
Yeah. That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah. Compliments of Debbie. Well, actually, somebody sent it to her, right?
Yep. Nothing's original from my end. I just pass it on.
An old physician, Dr. John Geezer, became very bored in retirement and decided to reopen a medical clinic. He put a sign outside that said, Dr. Geezer's Clinic. Get your treatment for $500. If not cured, get back $1,000. Dr. Digger Young, where do they get these names? Digger Young, who was positive that this old geezer didn't know beans about medicine, thought this would be a great opportunity to get $1,000. So he went to Dr. Geezer's clinic. And Dr. Young says, Dr. Geezer, I have lost all the taste in my mouth. Can you help me? Dr. Geezer, nurse, please bring medicine from box 22 and put three drops in Dr. Young's mouth. Dr. Young, this is gasoline. Dr. Geezer, congratulations, you've got your taste back. That will be $500. Dr. Young gets annoyed and goes back after a couple of days, figuring to recover his money. Dr. Young, I have lost my memory. I cannot remember anything. Dr. Geezer, nurse, please bring medicine from box 22 and put three drops in the patient's mouth. Dr. Young, oh no you don't. That's gasoline. Dr. Geezer, congratulations. You've got your money back. That will be your memory back. That will be $500. Dr. Young, after having lost $1,000, He leaves angrily and comes back after several more days. Dr. Young, my eyesight has become weak. I can hardly see anything. Dr. Geezer, well, I don't have any money for that, so here's your $1,000. I don't have any medicine for that, so here's your $1,000 back. And he gives him a $10 bill. Dr. Young, but this is only $10. Dr. Geezer, congratulations. You just got your vision back. That will be $500.
Oh, my gosh.
Moral of story. Just because you're young doesn't mean you can outsmart an old geezer. Remember, don't make old people mad. We don't like being old in the first place, and it doesn't take much to annoy us. Enjoy your day. Written in large print for old geezers. That would be a good one for Morgan to tell, but I don't think she'll remember it.
That's a long one.
Yeah. Yeah. Too long.
Let's hope Dr. Art hear that one. I think he'd really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably would.
Oh, I think I sent it to him. Okay.
Morgan, are you here?
Good idea.
I'll send it to him. Yeah, you send it to him. It's okay.
Can I tell you one that I also got from Debbie here? Couldn't stop.
Oh, are you on Debbie's list too?
I am, yes.
Oh, don't go with Gwen, do not start with a list.
I was the last one to get on board.
Yep, I that's it. You're going to have like thousands of people on this call, and you're going to want me to have everybody on the list.
Yeah.
Debbie has a very elite attitude. You have to get initiated to get on our list.
What it is Debbie's very lazy. She doesn't send to more than 6 people. I've dropped my sister and my nephews just to get you guys on the list. I handpick them, you know. It's like, oh, boy.
Okay, guys, go ahead.
So just imagine that you're sitting in public and a stranger takes the seat right next to you and just stare straight ahead and say, did you bring the money?
I like that.
Oh, that's a good one.
And to me, drink responsibly means don't spill it.
Right.
Now, did you guys notice something unusual happened on the Sunday call?
Something unusual always happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say the same thing.
Every week it's amazing.
What was your unusual?
Well, let me just see. What struck you guys?
I can never remember back.
I remember thinking, man, this is an awesome channeling when she was doing it.
Right.
But I can't remember what it was about now. That's terrible.
Isn't it amazing how that works?
I don't understand it.
What's amazing is how consistent it is among all of us. I don't know about all of us, but so many of us.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Well, I think
her channelings just keep getting better and better, Wynn. I don't know how far this is going to go, but I'm just excited to listen, be able to be a part of it. I mean, this is truly groundbreaking, you know,
she likes,
what we're doing here.
Yep, she likes the joke.
Amazing.
Well, you know, the reason you don't remember things is because you're moving in another timeline. Okay.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense. Because we all have this. It's like our memories wiped. It's really weird.
Is that nice?
Yeah, I can't remember that, either.
No dimension timeline.
Carrie, you have a good excuse. We don't have the excuse you have.
So, Wynn, oh, how do you remember?
Yeah, how did you remember?
Who remembered?
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't remember.
He doesn't remember. But you know what? That makes sense, though, because you take semi-intelligent people, which I think we're all different. You know, we're all pretty intelligent, and none of us can remember. It's just bizarre to me.
I was one of the things that I do remember was when Sija read Jerry's question from Finland, and they were channeling, and suddenly, you know, they weren't, you know, right on it, you know, like they felt they should be, and then all of a sudden they said, oh, you know, we know what's wrong, you know, we're trying to do it remotely from Jerry's position. We have to be in Tumen around Jerry to do it. Really good.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I do remember that.
What? How did I remember?
I do remember that.
Yeah, I think they said so.
Well, you know, when you hear it back, you remember, right?
Yes. Yes.
You do.
Yes.
It's not like it got lost.
Yeah, talking about it, then I remember things. You know, it's like, how does this work?
See,
but I think you're right. We're in a different timeline when we're doing that.
We could actually go back and listen to it and take it apart.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And see what they really said. But in my opinion, what happens is, When we do a call like that, it's kind of like your lower level blocks go away. And it's because of the energy. It's non-linear. You know, one of the things that's really interesting about both Elohim channelings and Ra channelings is, And you know, I take these excerpts out, and it's almost like I can take any excerpt, and it stands alone. Even though it relates to what was before it, it stands alone, and you don't have to know what was before it. It's not linear. It's not like a linear thing, where one thing leads to the next. And that's why it's hard to remember. When you're in the moment, you're riding the energy of it. And it's also present in the here and now that it's just, it's clean, you know, for most people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. But I'll tell you what happened on Sunday that was different. Quite different and from anything that I can recall happening. And you don't, you guys don't even remember that, right?
I'm sorry, no.
No. Terry, we could open up a nude bar and everyone would enjoy themselves and then they'd leave.
I don't remember.
And say,
well, everybody except me.
what went on in there? Now, if anyone's listening on BBS and you weren't on the Sunday call, come to our Sunday calls. They're also on BBS. And it is our most powerful call of the week. And, you know, we can't keep up the momentum of doing a call like that every day. Or even, you know, we do have channelings two times a week. But the Sunday call is particularly powerful. You kind of have to experience it to get it. And, but what happened was without me asking a question, they started talking about crystalline bodies and the grays.
They did. They
remember
did.
That?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
And they don't like to talk about that. And do you know why they did it?
No.
Why'd they do it?
Because we have some spooks listening to our Sunday call.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted them to hear it.
Oh. Whoa. Okay.
Like, I don't know if
why?
I should call them spooks. Okay? But some of those guys in those positions think they're doing good. They don't understand the implications of what they're doing. And they don't understand that there's a group of beings that want to take over our planet. Okay. Do you guys understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
This is why this is why there's all these things happening that are potentially very dangerous, from chemtrails to 5G and who knows what else. Okay. Agenda 2030. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
I have not.
It's on YouTube. Yeah.
Well, go look it up.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll find it. And, you know, they're kind of doing a master plan, and they're trying to get into the public consciousness any way they can,
mm-hmm.
because their master plan needs support, okay? And I went into shock a few days ago because two people that I know and that you might even know, I don't want to say who they are, but I'll just say two people that I know that are in the public were talking about hybrids that are here on the planet now and saying that they're here to help us with our ascension 6 years from now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're plugging that idea. And I'm sure it'll come out from other people as well. Like
I have
it becomes
a question, then.
It becomes, you know,
didn't
what a meme is?
Yeah. Didn't our sources tell us not to believe that if the aliens were coming to help us? I believe that I heard that.
am
I wrong
so.
Or am I right? No?
I don't think you're right. I mean,
okay. It might have been somebody else. I listened to so much stuff.
Vin has said it repeatedly, but I don't think it has come through our sources.
It didn't come from there. Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't get on the ship.
What did I say repeatedly?
That, you know, that those who say that the aliens will come and rescue us, those
mm-hmm.
might be the aliens with the an agenda.
Yes.
Right.
Might
and, you know, you can go back to the raw material. In early 1980s, and they were very clear about this. Okay, did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they said?
No.
No what?
Who said no what? Was that Terry?
Yeah, that was me.
Don't get on the ship.
But you know what? They didn't say don't get on the ship. I said that, okay?
We said that. I'm trusting you, Wes.
I mean, if you look at Steven Spielberg's two of his early movies, you would have to go into shock if you think about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of them was First Encounters. Of the
Close Encounters
is the third kind.
I'm thinking of my song. I wrote a song called First Encounters of the Close Kind.
And
First Encounter.
And E.T. They showed him as a sweet little guy
that,
who was one to go home. He was like all endearing and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and both of those movies were Grays, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know, that was Grays that they were showing. And I could only think almost certainly that they were trying to indoctrinate the population that Grays were cuddly and friendly.
Yeah.
And then you had all the people walking to the spaceship and getting in.
Yep.
Remember?
You know, Wynn, what comes to mind?
Yes.
This from some time ago. What was it called? The website? Hidden Hand? Hidden Hand, yes.
Hidden Hand, yeah.
That is exposing the negative from way back when deals were made that the negative have to expose in certain time frames what's going on within the negative. And that it also has to do with, it seems to me that Hollywood is showing stuff because
there's been a TV commercial recently where they brought back E.T.
Yes.
And he's getting introduced to the internet and he's, you know, like you said, cuddly and loving.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, the kids are having so much fun with him. And
Yes. I agree with you. I think it's completely to indoctrinate people and make it seem normal.
You know, and one of the things I read is that, you know, they don't just have one agenda. They change their agendas. They keep multiple agendas going to see which one will fly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the agendas is to bring things into a very desperate situation in the physical. And even have terrible viruses going around, and then have spaceships land, allegedly to save everybody, and that they even do that. They create cures for things to create total blind trust, you know?
Yes. People are easier to control when they have blind trust. Much easier.
Absolutely. And particularly,
they don't want thinking for ourselves.
Yeah, so, and the other agenda is to have announced that spaceships are attacking us and put holograms of spaceships in the sky.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm not sure where they're going to go from there, but how many of you remember War of the Worlds with H.G. Wells in the 1940s?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that
scared
was
the crap out of people.
Yeah, well, that was intentional, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was not an accident.
I researched that online once, and as far as I could tell, that's not true, that there's a mass panic from what I could find out.
There was not?
Not.
There's not?
Yeah, from what I heard, that wasn't really true. Check it out yourself. I don't have to take my word for it.
But that's what they wanted us to think, I guess.
We use that now all the time. Oh, we can't reveal anything about UFOs because it'd be a mass panic like War of the Worlds. Mm-hmm.
I think it's ridiculous. I think most people are aware that there's other life out there. You'd have to be a complete person with complete blinders on to not think.
There's a lot of talk shows lately. They're talking about different stuff to do with UFOs and everything. And I've come across quite a few times, and I've been scratching my head in the past few weeks, writing, there's something up with this, because some of these people, they're sitting with a mass audience, and they're asking the audience, and how many of you people would go on a spaceship if they landed? And how many people would refuse? And they're trying to encourage people to get used to the idea of spaceships landing and you going in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's what they're promoting on these on the different talk shows, different things on TV and on YouTube.
Wow.
Yep.
Hey, Wynn, were you asking about Lauren, if Lauren was on the call?
Yeah.
Okay, he just called me and didn't realize it was the Monday call, so he may be calling in.
Oh, yeah. He needs to go see Doctor, what's his name?
Doctor
Geezer, right?
Geezer.
Doctor who?
Geezer. It's a joke.
So he can fix his memory.
$500.
I think I need to go see him too.
Right. Terry trained him.
Terry what?
I trained.
Him.
Oh, you
geezer? No, no.
Geezer. Oh, God.
You know, Wynn, I thought there was something very interesting in the channeling, Terry's channeling. It was another topic, though. I took a couple of notes, but I have to listen to it a few more times. She was going with it, but it was about, here's my notes are, create from your own self. And operate from the whole of who you are. Which is the subject she was talking about that sounded like it had some potential there.
Well, Don, you want to know something?
Probably.
I think you're a sleeping monster. I mean, monster in a good way.
I don't know, man.
Sleeping monster?
Well, I shouldn't. Monster is not the right word, okay?
Okay.
A sleeping giant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have potential. You know, normally people think, well, I want to be successful. I want my cartoons out. But you have the potential to reach a lot of people. Okay. And that doesn't mean you will, but I just wanted to say that. Put that thought in your mind.
And Don has a very unique sense of humor. It's a very dry sense of humor. And
he's got a unique voice.
And a voice.
You have a radio voice. No. You should have been in radio, buddy.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful resume.
On a recording.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I think everybody does.
Maybe Donna, you should make money off of reading people's books and transcripts.
Mm-hmm. Really? You have a great
open
voice, Don.
Send the checks in. I'll
read
it.
Yeah.
The point is...
Does Terry know, or you know, what that was about, that I mentioned those things about... from the self and the create something about creativity emanating from the individual, sort of somehow. I don't know. Made me think of John Rappaport's No More Fake News website. He has a thing called Escaping the Matrix, which is all about individual creativity. I haven't actually yet to pay for it, so I haven't seen it, but I've read what he wrote about it on his website. It sounded kind of like topic.
You know what makes me think of is what Osho, he has a nice piece on that. And he was saying, like, okay, God was trying to hide away from the people, and he was every time being discovered, but then he found the place to be at, and it was within the people, because the people would not find him. So
you got a delay echo going back there. Let me find that.
Somebody's listening to BBS.
That's what it sounds like.
Anyway, what you're saying, Don, what you picked up, it seems to me that where it comes down to is that we have God within us. So,
yeah.
You know, we are God. We are that piece of God. So we right. have the power of God, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We all
I think we're going to say we have the potential.
The seed within us.
We have the potential. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
a spark.
A spark. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we aren't God because, like, God is like all the sparks together.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
We are a tiny piece of God, but God has given us free will.
Yes.
God has given
right.
us the ability to create. We are miniature creators.
Right.
Unfortunately, when you get down here in 3D, they tell you that they indoctrinate you that you don't have that. They don't want us to know that.
Well, maybe they don't know it either.
Maybe. You're right, Terry. Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't.
But they don't. No, they have been,
That's where all the doctrines come from.
If you see that the religion that goes from generation to generation, I've seen it in my own growing up. You know what I mean?
Then
from generation to generation. And you know how it is. You know, you're going to go to hell if you have to get to heaven. It was like, I see that totally. That goes from generation to generation to generation.
That blind belief.
Brainwashing instead of using your heart,
they
brainwash us.
And you cannot you cannot say, hey, I can't believe it, because yes, it is understandable when you're so brainwashed from a young child on, then you can see the pattern what's happening within that diehard religion. Yeah.
Right.
That's the problem with most religions. You got to go
exactly.
see what
it is.
Saying.
It is. Because
it
you
is,
see it all
that's
over
what
the place.
Turned me off about organized religion.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I was so confused as a kid, because my religion, I was raised Catholic, and at that time, I'm talking like 60s, everything that you did was a sin. It was horrible. You know, they said don't wear patent leather shoes because boys will look up your skirt and stuff, and just stupid things like that. You know, and I thought, and even in my 8-year-old mind, I knew this doesn't make any sense. This is not, this is not right. So it took me years to figure things out, and I was really struggling for a long time trying to be a spiritual person, but not a religious person. And that's when I found you guys, and it was like, yep, this is what I've been looking for.
You're home.
I'm home. Well, yep, finally.
The fact that we're all here means we're all evolving.
Yeah.
We're all
I taught Sunday school for 4 years.
Almost all religions and churches, they all want you to be together and share, right? That's what they're saying. But then they segregate you and put the women here and the men there and they kids here and the kids there. And years ago, the little girls and boys, they had to sit up front to separate the girls' side and the boys' side. And so on.
Yep.
I want to immediately say that there are good things. There are good religions too, where they are really, supportive to one another, where they have communion and help each other. So and
oh yeah.
You know, you don't want to say all religion is bad. You know, I don't want to.
It's not bad. I'm just saying that through the years it's changed too. Like they don't segregate us in the Catholic Church like they used to, and so on.
Thank goodness.
Like in different churches, everything's changed, and like in the Indian cultures and everything too, they've changed too. Like they don't dance alone; they all dance together now at different ages and everything. They all dance together, and so on. Like they're all. Different types.
Yeah, it's good.
It all changed.
It needed to change. You know, Wanda, it needed to change.
Yeah, they've all evolved.
Has anyone read David Hawkins' book, Power versus Force?
Mm-mm, I haven't.
He does an in-depth analysis of a whole long list of organized religions, and it's really amazing.
Oh, yeah, that is interesting.
The religions that have a hierarchy of leadership have all become corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And the less there is of a hierarchy of leadership, the less corrupt they are.
Yep.
Which is most of the Asian religions are like that.
Yeah.
It's a book worth reading.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Say the title again, Roger.
Power versus Force.
Thank you.
Force. David Hawkins. Thank you, Roger.
He was a great guy. I knew him. And
Oh, wow.
I got a whole bunch of... I went to Mexico to a seminar he gave in Mexico. And I have tapes of his lectures down there. I have to drag them out and figure out how to play them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
He's one of the reasons that I wanted to go to Sedona. He was in New York City, and he was running a hospital, a huge hospital. And one day he said to himself, he said, I have 12 diseases, and I can't cure myself, and I'm trying to cure all these people. And he just quit, and he came to Sedona. And he cured himself of all the diseases. And then he told this story where he was teaching a class and somebody said, you didn't cure yourself of all the diseases. He says, well, what do you mean? And they said, you have really bad eyesight with these big, thick glasses. He took the glasses off, and then he couldn't hardly see at all. And he kept saying to himself, you know, I have perfect eyesight. I have 20/20 eyesight, but he did it. And any time that he was just about to walk off a cliff or something, then his eyesight would get 20/20. And so he... and then it would go back to being really bad. And he finally said to himself, I'm never going to have good eyesight. I got really bad eyesight. And by facing the reality of that, he was able to let it go, and his eyesight went to 20/20, and he got perfect vision from that time on.
Oh, my goodness. I need to do that. That's pretty cool.
See, I'm never, ever, ever going to get any money.
Yeah, there you go. Wanda.
You're right.
You're right, right. yeah, I get you.
But they always say this to fake. Positive affirmations to yourself, not negative, you know?
You have to have some reality about the condition in order to let it go. If you just try and paste over the top of it that I don't have it, when you do, it's like a problem.
Okay, so acceptance then is important.
I just watched a video.
And then you can recreate it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll see you on Whole Planet Healing.
I watched a video yesterday about...
Thanks, Antonio.
Hi, Antonio. Affirmations.
Hi.
And this guy was promoting the idea I've heard before, but should pose it as a question. It's supposed to sort of short-circuit some of your negative beliefs and gets into your subconscious. You say, like, why does money come to me easily? And why do I always have money and multiply it easily? And whatever you want, you pose it as a why question.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Why do I always win the lottery?
Have it.
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, Jerry. Somebody else.
I'm sick of winning the lottery.
You have to buy a ticket first.
Yeah, that would help.
Well, there's one guy that won the lottery seven times.
Yeah. Lauren!
I heard about that guy.
Awesome.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Yeah.
Hi, Lauren. Wait, what did you just say about
the lottery? There was one fellow that won the national lottery seven times.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
That's got to be more than luck.
Probably works on the lottery board.
There was one guy, and he was a master of remote viewing, and he won the Michigan lottery twice, the big 6-1. And he was trying to explain it to a friend of mine, and he kept saying, well, you know, you got to consider pi and the sequence of numbers. It's like, and the guy says, I couldn't understand the word he was talking about.
I heard this real wild story once about this woman. She had a plant, and she got the winning lottery numbers from the plant, but she didn't buy a ticket.
That was me.
Yeah.
That was me.
We got to play to win.
And that woman's kicking herself.
I know somebody like that.
Oh, goodness.
I was in town today, but I didn't check my tickets because I didn't feel lucky today. I thought I'll wait until the end of the week.
You can check them on the internet, maybe.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
I'll have to try another intention experiment if somebody buys lottery tickets. Yeah. The problem with the lottery is that most people don't believe that they can win it. So you're probably going to get what you believe, and subconsciously, most people would never think they could actually win. You got to overcome all that.
It's kind of hard to get a synergy among people that, like, let's say that you're going to win it because they think they're going to win it, and you can't get everybody thinking the same.
Right.
Mhm. Mhm. You're right.
Yeah.
And try to attach emotions to your desires.
I noticed one thing, that a lot of people that win it kind of have a funny feeling that they might win it, and then they go and buy a ticket and they win it.
Ooh, Terry, we should be able to capitalize on this.
I know.
Every day, you tell one of us the number, and we'll go.
We should buy Terry a new plant.
Right. Yeah. I keep looking at plants, you know. It's like, can I find another plant like that? I don't know.
Right, maybe you should talk to those juniper trees outside your house, sir.
That's a possibility.
All right, hey, my dear friends, it's about time for us to stop over here and to move to Whole Planet Healing. And Terry, you might want to check on your roommate. I got the feeling that he's in a relaxing way clearing his throat.
Go wake him up, Terry.
Let's get him awake.
Let him
tell him we entertained ourselves.
He muted himself on it.
I'm always amazed how when kids, you can fall asleep, but then you come back and you are either right on where you left or you're really close.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
He does
me
that
too.
A lot.
Did you guys notice that? Oh my God.
We noticed.
Yeah. We did.
But then when you come back, you don't miss a beat. You just
go into a trance.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. You're not sleeping. You're in a trance.
Okay. All right.
Well, I think it's time to
move.
Go. Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Let's go.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye, BBS. Whole Planet Healing. If you want to participate, you need to call 1-712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. You can find this number also online at the website wholeplanethealing.com. Thank you all very much.